Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Baltimore. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, they just keep coming. A mini version of the original PlayStation is coming this December with 20 preloaded games.
Sure. That's got to be a good thing.
For kids. I would think it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And that way, adults that have kids can actually play those video games with their kids and have a fighting chance.
Exactly. I actually never had the original PlayStation.
I can't remember it, but I mean, I think this is the first time Sony's gotten back involved in the retro gaming systems, right? I think Nintendo did it.
I think so.
I know Atari has done it. I
think this Atari doesn't have much choice.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm with you. I think I went Nintendo, and the next thing I bought was like Xbox stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't worry. Give it time. Xbox will do the same.
I mean, I bought some PlayStations, but I never kept them.
Right.
A school in Michigan has decided to stop naming a homecoming queen each year.
And why is that?
They're going to give out an excellence award instead.
Cool. What about the king?
It doesn't say anything about the king, Ted.
We still got a king.
Yeah, as long as they keep the king.
Yeah, you know.
I did find that interesting that they just said that they weren't going to name a queen.
Yeah.
I think it should be the Burger King.
He should come out.
And the Dairy Queen.
That's right.
You are excellent. United Airlines will now send a notification to your phone when your flight starts boarding so you don't have to wait next to your gate.
All right.
I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm at the bar closest to my gate.
Right.
That's generally how it works. Where's our gate? Where's the closest place to get beer?
We're now boarding all of our Bed Bath & Beyond and Target exclusive club members. Please come to the front if you are a Bed Bath & Beyond or Target club member.
I don't care either way because I always wait to the last second. Even if I'm sitting by the gate, I will sit there and be like, try to be the last person on the plane.
United just released this thing the other day. Said, we got a new revolutionary way to board the aircraft. We're going to have zones, right. And we're going to call out your number, and then you're going to get on the plane. And I went, that's not revolutionary at all. And
everyone except Southwest basically does that.
You're the last in line on that one.
But congratulations, guys.
You figured it out.
It should say, there's a new slogan. It should be, United, we're helping.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Mike, I like the board last because I know I'm going to be stuck in a seat sitting down for that long.
Sure. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But what do you do with your bag? Can you fit it under the seat in front of you? You that guy like, damn, there's no space above here.
Yeah, I do both.
Damn! No room left.
I guess I'll put it under the seat.
There you go.
I'm just wondering if this won't make boarding take longer. Because depending on how far away you are...
Doesn't matter. Hey, look, man. This is the point. We're not going to wait for your ass. It's still, 30, 35 minutes before the flight scheduled to take off so you can sit on the plane for another 20 minutes. But they let you know it's boarding. If you're not going to get there in that time, that's on you. It's already on you if you miss it at the bar. But
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I think, right, let's be honest. This is for people that maybe like bar. Me are at a bar you're that's not near the gate because that one was crowded. Or you have like an emergency and you're taking a poop.
I mean, look, the truth is they're not going to wait any extra time for you, nor should they. But they're letting you know because, as Ted says, and we're all guilty of this more frequently than perhaps we should be. By the time it registers to us sitting at the bar that our plane is boarding and they're about to close the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you got to rebook the flight or all the rest of that crap. So, yeah.
This one's just a question. It says, could the acne positivity movement suddenly make pimples cool?
I would
acne
think not.
Acne positivity movement.
Yes. No. Acne positivity.
Has that worked for anything else? You can call ugly people cute. They're still ugly.
Right.
I mean, I guess if the Kardashians started having acne.
But you know what? They struggle to not have acne. You know why they shave their lip? because they have a mustache if they don't. Right? I mean, it's that easy. They can make mustaches beautiful, but I'm just going to say,
make mustaches beautiful again.
Most other people won't agree. That's all. Make mustaches beautiful again.
I just feel like this is setting people up to be thin-skinned later on in life.
They could all do Movember and do something for prostate and testicle cancer. The Kardashians could step up.
Understand something. Everything is designed to make people thin-skinned later in life.
I guess.
You can't play tag outside because the slower kids are going to feel... Like, right. That's how you figure out you're one of the slower kids.
I hate bullying.
If that's the case, like, ooh, Timmy's not doing so well in school, so he feels dumb compared to all the smart kids, so just give him an A anyway.
Right. You know, I hate bullying. I was bullied in school, but at the same time, that helped me to accept when people were maybe just ribbing me later on in life. And even if people are jerks, I realize that they're just jerks because they're miserable people. It's,
right.
But
yeah.
if I didn't go through that as a kid...
I don't know, Mike. We shelter people from everything. Let's make sure that everyone's life is like Disney World.
Yeah.
And then once they leave your home and go out in the real world, they can be entitled, thin-skinned, and whine a lot.
If you hadn't done such a poor job at your lifeguarding job, you wouldn't have been fired.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And
right?
Yeah. I probably would have cried a lot when I got fired because I wasn't thin-skinned.
Instead of just being cynical about it.
Yeah.
The rest of years later. I just would have cried it out of the
time. I'd let the kids drown if I'd have known then what I know now.
A dive team in Rhode Island was searching for a mannequin hidden in a river as part of a training exercise yesterday and found a real body instead.
Oops. I don't know how long it took them to figure out. Oh, I found a mannequin. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's not Annie. That's Doug.
Time to go to work, kids. You got it. Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
And all right.
According to a new survey, it's the most popular pizza topping.
Love a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, yeah. 66% of people say they like it. But that means a third of people don't.
Every once in a while, they'll get like a bunch of pizzas here if we have a meeting or whatever work. And they'll typically get 6 to 7 pizzas of all kinds of varieties. They'll have a special. Mm-hmm. They'll have a vegetarian pizza.
Which is a joke.
Cheese. They do throw in a pineapple pizza. But, man, I'm just looking for that pepperoni pizza.
Every single time.
Yeah, pepperoni pizza's classic.
And what's the one that disappears first?
Pepperoni pizza.
So at some point, you do the freaking math, man.
And you get more pepperoni pizza. And less pineapple.
What's always left? Pineapple and vegetarian.
It's the last one out there every single time.
Which is why I'm the happiest guy.
Yeah, I like it too.
You sons of bitches.
I'll tell you what I hate. It's the special.
No.
Special. You don't like the special? Alone. Sometimes the special's great.
I know, but people like Mike's a special guy.
Uh-huh.
So orders. Orders specials.
Mike, when he goes out,
he wants the special. I'm a picky topping, so like, I can't have... Basically, I just don't want mushrooms or olives on there, and I feel like the special...
Would you do a barbecue chicken pizza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, okay.
Minus the olives.
The olives, right.
All right. I may be playing in every other walk of life, but pizza's where I get gourmet, man.
You know, that's true.
I will go nuts on pizza.
What is your craziest combination?
My craziest, like you said, I always like the special, just put everything on there. I am still looking for an anchovy pizza.
Have you ever had a white, what do you mean an anchovy pizza? Just order the anchovies.
Have you ever found a place that has anchovies on the pizza?
What? You ever had a white clam pizza?
No, that sounds great.
Oh, we're going to take you out.
It's good.
We're going to take you out.
I mean, granted, I haven't gone really into the real craft pizza areas, but I always look at the specialty
pizza. Domino's, because they stop using cheese that melts.
Domino's has anchovies.
Do they? I haven't seen
that.
Oh, shoot. I got one next to me.
All right, there you go.
Let's see. It says, it's not your fault that you are lazy. A new study by evolutionary biologists found we're all hardwired to be lazy.
It should be noted that study took 27 years to complete.
Right? It helps our bodies save energy, which was a big survival advantage for ancient humans. It was the people that sat around and did nothing that survived, and the hunters went out and got killed.
Sedentary wins.
God.
Well, I think it helped back then, too, is on a daily basis, you're getting chased down by animals.
You're a little more on high alert, so when you could relax, you did. Now, binge watching on Netflix, it's not the same as avoiding being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger.
I'm just going to stay back and fornicate with the ladies while you guys go out there and do that.
I'll populate the earth.
That's right.
You do the hunting, I'll do the populating.
You notice how all your kids look like me?
Pilots on a flight in India forgot to hit a switch, and it created a pretty uncomfortable environment for the passengers.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill getting police everywhere. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. All right, Julie, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, there is a freshman running back in a high school in Phoenix. I believe our very own Mike Hawk will cover this a little later. He was diagnosed with glaucoma at the age of 4. Then he lost his vision a few years later. So he's totally blind, but he does not let it hold him back. So earlier this month, newspapers in Arizona, they covered him after he scored his first touchdown. But he wasn't all that thrilled about it because it was one of those gimmies. Essentially, the other team didn't try to tackle him. They just let him run the ball, which he did not love. He wanted to score a real touchdown or not score at all. In other words, he's a football player that wanted to play the game of football. So for the next game this past weekend, his coach made sure the other team's defense is not going to do that. They actually tried to tackle him just like any other running back, and he scored two legit touchdowns, one from just outside the goal line, the other one from the 3, I believe. Now, obviously, he's very realistic about the whole football thing. He's not looking to make the NFL or anything like that. But those two touchdowns, pretty damn cool. He's also got plenty of other interests as well. He's on the high school wrestling team, plays piano, does charity work to help out other people in the blind community. It's, in other words,
he's
we
better
suck.
Than you.
Right. He does stuff with his life. The question is, do you believe that this enterprising young man is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm going to go.
Technically, we can play this game with him.
I just have random questions. Like,
I'm thinking here. Shoot. Where is he from again?
It's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to go with black.
There you go, black final answer?
Yep.
He's all a right. freshman, and he made varsity?
Let me make sure. Hang on. I don't know if they mentioned varsity. He's a freshman. I don't know if it's varsity or JV. He's a freshman running back at high school.
I also wonder how they... I mean, I guess you could, like, wrestling, you can feel somebody. Right, it's got to be hard to teach technique of running a football and using your hands.
People with that have vision suck at it, like myself.
Julie, you want to stick with black? Final answer.
Yes, that's my final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this, we head to Phoenix and a high school running back who is, in fact, blind. And a couple weeks ago, he got in a game and scored a touchdown. Problem was, it was a gimme touchdown. The ref was in on it. The other team was in on it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, guy's still a football player. He wants to play football. So next week, he wants a chance of scoring a touchdown for real, where no one knows. The ref doesn't know. The other team doesn't know he's blind. He ended up scoring two touchdowns.
One from the goal line, one from 3 yards out. But, Julie, we asked you, did you believe this kid was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And initially you said, you know what, this is a tough one. But eventually you settled on black. Well, a lot of comments came in during the break there as people tried to noodle this through, and people give reasons for why they think. And a couple of people made this one quote that I thought was kind of fitting. They said, well, it's not that he's blind and playing football. It's that you said he's blind and he can play piano. It's got to be a black guy.
You are correct.
The Stevie Wonder defense.
Uh-huh.
Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder.
Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah, look it up.
All of them.
You don't believe I'm
if you told Ronnie, he wouldn't even know.
Yeah, yeah,
all right, now for all your TV news, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What would you do if you were driving around and you saw a piece of, you guys love the Ravens.
Yeah.
So you're driving around, you see something in the road, it's got Raven stuff on it, it's big, you pick it up.
Okay.
And it's a Ravens, like, hey, we won the AFC North?
AFC North.
So this is from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's brand new.
I'm kidding. How far in the future are we going?
The story.
I know.
Basically, you're pretty sure you're going to clinch the division. All so right. The team has ordered it.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying. The problem is, as Ravens fan, we definitely pick it up and get it back on the plane that they're dropping off to the kids in Africa. Mm-hmm. But I follow what you're saying. Yeah, I'm keeping it, man.
All right, you're going to keep it.
Absolutely.
Miles?
I'm going to assume that they could quite possibly get another one if I turned this one in for myself.
All right.
So in other words, I'd say, I might have this. You might need to make me one if I turn it in.
Just keep the one. Don't make one
for them. So I like these guys. They find it. They figure out what it is, right? It's going to be the banner for the Red Sox.
All right.
They're going to,
it's the actual banner they put in Fenway.
Yeah. So they
find
like,
the actual band.
Not like the Budweiser, hey, congratulations going out.
No.
They put it in a bar,
right.
which is legitimate
it's
as well.
Giant and massive.
This is the one they hang from the ceiling.
I'm
right.
keeping it, yeah.
So right. So their idea was maybe they can get some tickets out of it, whatever. The most important thing to understand here, and granted, I've been to Somerville. I know where they're referencing. But if Boston... They're not doing much for the stereotypes of Boston when you hear them describe this.
It's okay. Like Jay.
One person ran it over a little bit, like hit it a little bit. And then I'm like, pull over. This is some, this. What is it?
We thought it was jerseys or something like that. That's what it looked like. And then when we unraveled it and we seen what it was, we just knew it was something big.
We brought it behind Green Street Park. And we opened it up. It was then we realized what we had.
And I'm going to give him back the banner, and that's going to be the good luck charm.
I want to give it back to the Red Sox, man. It's like, you know, to give them back that that luck.
Well, you know what? They do have a point on that. If for some reason you kept that banner...
And things went south.
And then they just collapsed, or, I don't know, like if there was an injury, you would feel like somewhat responsible for a jinx, right? If you're still that guy.
Yeah.
That and fan, so...
The full interview is up at the Men's Room Facebook page. Go watch that, because that's a snippet of it.
Right.
They are awesome. And it's almost like a weird gangster thing, as they're like, you know, we want to do the right thing, but playoff tickets,
we
right?
might need to be greased a little here.
Yeah, basically they're like, you should do the right, and I think at the end of it, they even say, like, you should do the right thing to Boston, like Red Sox, like,
come on,
us up with some tickets.
Grease us. Grease our palms.
It was the one guy I was like, I had to run across three lanes of traffic.
I want a lifetime supply of legal seafood chowder.
We'll give you the banner for tickets. That's a fair deal, right? We're talking about kidnapping earlier in the day.
They should give them another banner. They should. I mean, look, they ultimately, they found it. They're going to return it.
But that's part of the problem is that I guess somebody told them, like, hey, the Red Sox got another banner because they lost this one. And they're like, well, this is the real one that should be.
So they should be able to keep it, like if a boat washes up in your yard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I.
It's my lucky day.
Hey, keep it.
I'm with you. They found the banner. Get the banner back. Give them a couple tickets.
Right.
Give them some hot dogs and those weird bready rolls. All that kind of stuff.
Just give them season tickets for like the next 5 years.
Exactly.
But
it will cost you nothing.
They literally just want a playoff ticket.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? That's worth it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's what I'm saying. For the organization, you're doing fine. All right. This one's kind of interesting. Maroon 5 is probably going to be the halftime show for this year's Super Bowl. All right? It's going to be in Atlanta. So it's not a huge thing. The band never talks about it. It's always kind of like people start speculating about who's going to be the halftime show. But people got fired up because they're like, why would you have Maroon 5 when you're in Atlanta? Atlanta, obviously, like a super musical city. So I was kind of fired up about this when I first saw it, too. Like, I was like, how is Outkast not the act? But then also I read a thing that was like, it's not necessarily like there's a lot of cities that have great music and it's not always connected.
Sure. It has been in the past, but doesn't
sometimes.
Always happen.
So it is sometimes. All right.
It's sometimes. Like when they did, when they gave it to Detroit way back in the day, a couple times they did a celebration of Motown. Obviously it made sense, but I think that was kind of when it wasn't that the halftime show was in its infancy, but it was kind of
but
in those early stages
Motown.
Of.
Yeah. Motown's different. So you can say like Detroit can celebrate being the birthplace of Motown. Motown can now technically happen anywhere. Look, we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
And we saw Clifton Chenier. Oh, no.
Right, exactly.
Right, you know what I mean? It was Beyonce, and I don't remember. And the rest of Destiny's Child came out, and they did a thing. And it's like.
But who would you pick from New Orleans that's contemporary? You think that's
there
big
is
now?
Nobody, but it's
Aaron Neville.
It's just the fact that, yeah.
Dumpster Funk?
I don't know.
Dumpster
Funk.
No one knows who they are. But their mind would be
Dash,
blown.
Rip
if they
Rock.
Heard.
I don't know.
But the thing is, to me, I'm a little different with the Super Bowl.
Junior
I like
Shorty.
Football. I don't care if the Teletubbies come out for halftime. It's about the freaking game, and I know that's lost. I do get it. I know it's a big event and all the stuff, but people make such a big deal at the halftime. I'm like, you know, and two teams will compete to see who's best too.
Yeah, generally, I'm with you. I skip the halftime, but I'm just like, I don't know, man. It's Atlanta, like.
Who would you put?
But still, Outkast. Like, 100%.
Even if it's not something that makes you turn around, you're normally in the kitchen, you're getting a beer, you're filling up your plate, you might look over. Now, if it's Prince blowing people's minds or something like that, or Bruno Mars, there's been a couple acts where I thought, you know, man, this is worth coming back in.
But do kids get more excited? I guess it depends on the artist. They said Paul McCartney, kids don't care. Maybe we do, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maroon 5, somewhere in the middle,
you know what I get,
I'm sure.
But I get goddamn Guns N' Roses. That's who I'd get.
If you could.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess to me, I just think...
That's what I want to
I just
see.
Think Atlanta is such a musical... Like, there's such
it
a...
It is a city
like,
where
like,
I think
granted,
you could
I don't
draw
know the,
from.
I don't know that some of the newer rap acts... But, I mean, like, just R&B. I mean, you could have Usher.
Yeah.
I mean, I could watch Usher dance for hours. Like, sure. He's a great R&B. You know, it's like Michael Jackson or Timberlake. Sure. Like, those guys can sing and dance so well.
But in the end, you know, hopefully it's just a good game.
But I'm pissed. I'm back to being pissed.
Halftime
of
commercial.
If the game was in L.A., it would make more sense for Maroon 5 to play there.
Oski woski.
I'm assuming that's where Maroon 5 is.
They have to be that Hollywood L.A. sound, right? There's no way that they could come from any. There's no way that Maroon 5 comes from, like, Iowa.
Everything sounds like that, though.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
I mean, where's a place that just puts out good music? That just
New Orleans
puts out good music. New Orleans puts out a lot of good
New
music.
New Orleans music.
But it's not all good music, right? Sure. I mean, that's all.
But I guess I'd say Atlanta.
Put some trap on.
They do it in Baltimore. They can play Kicks.
Yeah. All right. I'm C. White Man. You want to mistake me for a cereal. You bring up Hollywood and Maroon 5. David Spade was doing some hosting. He's talking to like a guest spot on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
So Vicky is a comedian on there. She's trying to make it in Hollywood or whatever. And I like this give and take. It's kind of David Spade explaining what people mean in Hollywood comedy.
I've been in Hollywood for over a month.
Right.
And it's way different than back in my trailer park. It seems like people say things here, but they don't really mean what they're saying.
That's very true. Like when I just said I've been watching you all season.
Oh,
it's a tough time.
Okay, what do people mean when they say, I'll have your people get back to my people?
Oh, I've heard that before. That means you didn't get the job.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, what about when another comedian tells you that they have great ideas for your act?
Oh, that usually means they want to borrow money.
Someone told me that their house is Beverly Hills adjacent.
They live in the valley with their mother.
Yes. Someone told me the other day that she decided to give up carbs.
Oh, that's just code for I'm single again.
Oh. Okay. What about I'm a working actor in TV and film?
I drive for Uber and Lyft.
Okay. Okay. Sorry I couldn't make it. I had an emergency doctor appointment.
Botox. So do you get how it works in Hollywood now?
Yes, David.
Are you sure?
I never saw Grown-Ups.
Oh, there you go. She's got it, Simon.
You know, they made two Grown-Ups.
Did they?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's Grown-Ups. I'm pretty sure Grown-Ups 2, we all the way grown.
Done groaned up.
We all grown.
All right. Let's talk about somebody who used to be funny and now is just angry. What take
Chevy
a guess?
Chase.
Chevy Chase. Not just a bank or a city in Maryland. He's also an angry dude.
It's also been going on for a while.
I think it just sucks with Chevy Chase because, like,
you want to like him.
Right?
But you can't. And you haven't been able to for decades.
But you want to.
This is not new. This is really just now he's saying it out loud. So you can actually hear why people hate his guts.
Instead of just telling my co-stars, I'm just going to go ahead and tell out all of America.
Well, here, all right, so there's a new article, I guess, coming out in the Washington Post with Chevy Chase. The title of it is 74-year-old, you know, Chevy is sober and ready to work. The problem is nobody wants to work with him.
Doesn't matter if he's sober. Sober, I don't know if that was even the problem. It's just what he comes out of his mouth.
Well, the problem, don't wait till you're 74.
My thing. Like, you're 74, right? You're already a little bit up there as far as comedy circles go, right? Like, my mom's 74. She's retired. But also, like, people want to like you. And number two, you're old. Stop being so mean. Like, be like a jolly.
This is the time where you enjoy your life. This
right.
is the time to laugh and
sober.
Smile. Right.
Like, so I get that things might be a little clearer to you, but, like, why are you still being a D to people? Like, generally, people go, oh, man, I was drunk.
I'll tell you why.
I was drunk.
Because he's a D. I don't know why people think the alcohol has one to do with the other. You know why he's a D? Because he's a D.
Tiger
now. Because now that he's sober, right, and you suck the alcohol out, it's like you're still a D, which means you're just a D before you were just a drunk D.
I've never met a happy person that gets drunk and turns into a D. You know, they're a happy drunk. They're still the same person. They're just maybe a little bit more outgoing than they were before. Like, he's been a D the entire time.
All right, sober, drunk. It's like, okay, you're a sober D. Maybe
that's
better.
Like, Randy Quaid ain't all together either. I mean, you think about the whole, you know, crew there, you know, Clark and everybody. And it's a nice show.
Yeah. Beverly D'Angelo is still pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
They asked, basically, he's burned every bridge he could.
Lorne Michaels will never have him back. I mean,
here's the deal. He hadn't really messed with SNL and Lorne Michaels too much. But this interview, as they say, he took care of it. says, quote, I'm amazed that Lorne has gone so low. I had to watch a little of it recently and couldn't effing believe it. Yeah.
He's talking about the humor on SNL?
Yeah. He said the fact that it's still so popular means a whole generation of S-heads laughs at the worst effing humor in the world. You know what I mean? How could you dare give that generation worse stuff than they already have in their lives? It drives me nuts.
Well, look, he did do Modern Problems, so he has room to speak. But in the end, you know, it's like, look, man, SNL just reflects what's going on at the time. So most of SNL's humor right now, if you think it's bottom of the rung, think about what it is they parody.
Plus, like, look, I will always have the argument, right? Like, all of us in here like SNL. Mm-hmm. I love it, right? And I will have the argument with people about which generation is better, like group of people. But, like, SNL, to me, even when it's bad, there's still at least a couple skits that are very funny. So to just blatantly be like, oh, I don't like it, like, you just sound like an old person who's trying to listen to new music. Yeah.
Before you know, Kristen Wiig's gone. Before you know, like, all these, you know, Kate McKinnon's gone. Or whoever it's going to be is going to be gone. You're like, oh, I like them. They were iconic. But you don't even realize when you're watching it.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of how it just rolls over.
Either way, and he said Will Ferrell is just not funny.
Oh, see, that's where he's 100% wrong. You can have your opinion, but when your opinion is, and you might not like Will Ferrell, but you have to recognize that a lot of people think he's very, very funny. And he does he's a successful comedian.
Or you could just be one of those people that says, you know what, you like what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like food, right. Music, comedy, like, hey, you like that? Right. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah. Well, also, you could just use your common sense. Like, you might have these thoughts in your head, but you're putting out an article in a major publication because you want to work.
Right. So, I don't think that was really the case here.
I mean, that's his whole thing. He wants the work. He's like, oh, nobody will just hire me. Like, well, why would they?
Like that D-bag over there, or that unfunny son of a bitch over there. Mm-hmm. It ruined it.
Right. But you can't look at your new boss and go, oh, what's with the match in your hand? Well, I'm going to torch this bridge, but you should hire me. All right. Sticking with SNL a little bit, the new season will kick off soon. Let's see. There's some changes on there, as there always is. Mikey Day, Melissa Villaseñor?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I got that right.
See.
And Ox Moffitt, they all get promotions. Luke Knoll, I don't know if I remember him too much.
That might explain why you're about to say what's next.
Yeah, he's not returning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're not upset because no one remembers who he is.
Good
He'll
news
be a
too.
Footnote somewhere.
Chris Reed, I think he's hilarious, man. He's also set to return and got kind of a promotion to a future player.
Okay.
Featured player, not a future player.
Future player.
Same difference.
Yeah. There's no Percocet. It's not a future player. All right. You know, people have breakdowns in their lives. Generally, what's the most popular breakdown age?
Midlife crisis. I don't know, whatever that happens.
Right,
whatever
midlife
your midlife
crisis.
Is, whatever.
Right? You got to get a motorcycle or a convertible.
Corvette convertible.
Yeah. What do you think a Jeep? Does that count as if you're around 50 and you get a Jeep? I think Jeeps are cool.
Because, no, there's nothing wrong with Jeeps. What you do in the midlife crisis is get the thing that either your children or significant other prohibited. So
Harley-Davidson.
You could buy a Jeep at any point, and your family's going to be fine with it.
Right.
When you buy the two-seater, the message you have sent out to your family is, I don't want company. See, that's the difference. When you buy a four-seater or more that says,
you can sit back here.
I'll bring you with
when
me.
When I have two
when
seats,
when you hop in
says,
the two-seater, oh, no, no.
I can't even give you a ride home from the restaurant.
The motorcycle said, not even my significant other is going on a ride.
I never thought a threesome would happen this late in my life. This is insane. I didn't think this through.
If I'd known that, I'd have kept the sedan.
I would have. I'd have kept this minivan.
Drew Barrymore was talking to Norm Macdonald on his new show, and she has an interesting twist on the midlife crisis.
Do you miss cocaine?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, God. I mean, it's been a very long time, but no. Nothing would make me have a panic attack and seem like a bigger nightmare. But I drink and I enjoy my life and I, like, get out of my own head. It's not that, like, I'm this militant person of clarity and presence, but that just literally seems like my worst nightmare right now. But you know what's exciting is I got my over with by, like, 14. Like, midlife crisis. Institutionalized, blacklisted, no family, like, got it done. And then got into the cycle of being my own parent, figuring out who I
was.
That is lucky.
No, I had a mom, but she was more like a best friend.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want to go to school and get bullied all day? Or do you want to go to Studio 54? I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Knocked it out at 14.
Got it done.
I like that.
And at the time, it seemed bad.
Well,
people thought she was troubled. Now, looking like a genius.
She was already working.
Yeah, E.T., right?
Oh,
yeah,
she's been working a lot.
E.T. started it.
Yeah. Extraterrestrial money.
Really?
You're going to find cocaine. Yeah. I'm going home. I left it under your bed.
The craziest thing about Drew, if nobody knows, she was a child that was like, went to clubs and
low
stuff.
Coke.
Just,
low
you
coke.
You can find pictures of her surrounded by, and I'm always like, how did nobody like,
nobody oh, said drinking. A word, dude.
Yeah. I didn't care.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. There you go. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. Surgeon said he did nothing wrong when he accidentally removed a patient's healthy kidney. Meanwhile, a mom looking at 186 days in jail for taking phone from 15-year-old daughter. Her name is Sydney. It's not, but it rhymed. Plane from India has pressurization problems as passengers bleed from the nose. Blind high school player scores two TDs in a game more than Le'Veon Bell in the pros. And a woman uses glitter, glue, and crayons to mail drugs to her boyfriend in jail. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We take to the skies where pilots on a flight in India forgot to flick a fairly important switch. The forgotten switch pressurizes the cabin of the plane, and when not switched, can and does cause major cranial discomfort. Passengers experienced headaches, ear pain, and even nosebleeds.
I was going to say, as many times you've been on a plane, mm-hmm. and you felt like when the plane landed, like, is it me or are my ears in worse shape now than they've been in a long time? Or like, and it happens just every once in a while. I'm assuming that I'm on a plane where the pressurization didn't work quite right, or is that just me personally? That's always my question. Like, am I the only one walking around going, I can't pop this?
No, I think it happens a lot, but it seems like it's about 50% of the plane.
Okay. All right.
They experienced headaches, ear pain, and even nosebleeds for roughly 45 minutes.
Jeez.
before the pressure inside the cabin managed to equalize. I'm guessing that you don't just flick that button and boom, you're good
right.
to go. Like, it needs time to kind of get that equalized.
Well, I think it's important to do it slowly. I'm not 100% on that, but I think maybe it's worse if you just bang,
blast
presto,
their eyes out of there.
There was another article that called it like a bleed button or a blood button. I don't know anything about it, but yeah.
Five people on the flight required hospitalization after the incident.
Well, sure,
yeah.
Man.
Because it helped the lawsuit.
I mean, they were bleeding out of their ears and nose. I'd say they're a little bitter.
A little bit.
You know what I mean?
I'm having a great day. No, nothing can stop this wonderful day I'm having. Bam.
In other news, in today's abuse of the court system, a mother in Michigan was actually taken to court for taking her daughter's phone away.
What is the reasoning behind this exactly?
The mother was punishing her daughter after she got in trouble at school by taking her phone. That's the reasoning.
Okay.
That's when her ex-husband got involved. He claimed that he was the owner of the phone and that the mother stole it. This led to a lengthy court battle, jail time for the mother before the court finally concluded that the phone was the property of the teen and the charges against the mother were dropped.
The teen's paying for the phone.
Something like that.
She has to be because it's her property.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This has to have been she took something of his in the divorce or he's just a psychopath. Nobody goes this far with a phone being taken away.
I mean, like, look, in the end, your kid acts like an a-hole. The phone's the most important thing to him. Yeah, that's right. What you go after. That's the only
way you have a choice, man. You,
right.
You've got to go phone or zero.
I'm saying the ex-husband has to be nuts, too.
No,
like he's looking for his opening to lock her up.
But here's what the ex-husband did not consider, okay? And I want you to think about this, all right? So this is my situation, and now my ex mm-hmm. has created this in my life. Do you know much more trouble my daughter's in now?
Just
made this worse for the kid. Oh, I did jail time because you were an a-hole in school, and all I did was take your phone, which seemed perfectly reasonable. You got a problem now.
I don't know how much the daughter has to do with it, because now she told her dad of what happened.
That's it.
I don't think she said, let's get her taken to jail for it.
I think she could have told the cops, it's my phone.
No, it was him that told the cops.
But I'm saying, after he makes that statement, if it's her... The court concluded that it's her phone,
right.
Meaning it's her phone, which means at any point she could have said, it's my phone, and result. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You can start a problem, but when there's an easy remedy and no one offers that, then you have a little bit of an issue
with
that.
It's called marriage.
Right.
I agree. She's getting it even worse. You thought the phone going away was bad.
Uh-huh.
People are getting more and more creative when it comes to sneaking drugs into the prison system.
Oh, thank God. It's about time.
A detective was monitoring a phone call between an inmate and his girlfriend and suspected them of talking about bringing in drugs. She said that she was making him a picture and to pay close attention to the middle cloud on the picture that she was making.
Why would she say that?
that right?
How stupid are you?
Just look at the middle cloud that I'm making.
And don't throw that part away because you want to melt it down and then smoke it.
I'm thinking of using glitter glue this time. Let's see here. After the inmate received the mail, authorities checked the picture in question and found that indeed drugs were concealed in the picture using glitter glue and crayons. She was arrested for possession. I don't know how you conceal it using glue and crayons.
I wish my kids would do
that.
Oh, Mike,
you haven't lived. The hand that looks like a turkey. I wish I could just lick that thing and get off for like 5 hours.
One giant acid tab.
Like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is amazing.
Oh, no.
Hand turkey. Hand turkey on paper plate strikes again.
No.
Hand turkey.
Hand turkey.
Nice story out of Arizona. A local high school football team has a player that you wouldn't normally see on the field. Oh, damn it. No pun intended.
Really?
No pun
really,
intended.
Mike?
God, I just thought
come on. Tell us about this player you wouldn't normally see on the field.
He's a blind running back. He's blind. During the school's first game of the season, the opposing team let the kid have his moment by letting up and letting him run a 45-yard touchdown. Now, this is a feel-good moment, but it didn't feel right to the young player. At their next game, he actually requested that it not be disclosed that he's blind, and with full force, the young man was still able to blast through a much stronger defensive line and run in a pair of touchdowns, both around 1 to 3 yards.
Hey, you don't see that every day.
Now he holds his head high, and both of those touchdowns were, quote, all earned.
Yeah.
All earned.
Nice opening there, Mike.
I really have
here's
to.
Here's something you don't see every day.
I would love to see the video on that just to see, like, you know, did they open the hold? Did he just know he was behind the guy and just push?
Or, there's
like,
actually a video of it. I'll show it to you. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Bad Jokes. Ted versus the FCC. Another round of Profile This, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. And all of that may or may not be true. We just don't know. Either way, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.